You're listening to the weekly sermon from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.
Today's scripture comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. It is the parable of the talents. For it is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. At once the one who had received the 5 talents went off and traded with them, and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents. Saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter, so I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was mine own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Fred Craddock was asked to preach at Fifth Avenue Presbyterian Church in New York City. He was filling in for the pastor who was away. It was a large church with about a few thousand people there on a Sunday. And before he preached, he received a note from Steve, who sang in the choir and was in New York studying opera. He asked Fred if he would stay after church for lunch and talk with some folks about the Christian life. Fred was glad to. So after church, there was a big group of young people in their late teens and 20s who were all in New York to try and make it, right? And either in music or theater, to be on stage. Maybe they were going to Juilliard for music and opera or forming rock bands, all that kind of thing. They ate lunch together and then they moved back to the sanctuary, and there were about 250 of them. They were all in New York, away from home. Fred writes, they weren't even supposed to be in church. They asked him to stay and talk about the Christian life, which yielded a wonderful discussion. Fred said, "I'm really surprised to see you here. You're away from home, and you're trying to make it in New York, and this is the city and all that, and here you are in church." A young man stood up, and Fred asked him where he was from, and after answering, Fred said, "Well, what are you doing here in New York?" And the young man said, "I'm trying to form a rock band." "Well, what does that mean to you?" Fred asked, and the young man said, "If you have a gift and you forget the giver, all you really have is talent, and talent isn't everything." Today's story is the parable of the talents. Now, you know the story, you just heard it. There is a man who's going on a journey. We don't know where exactly he's going, but he's going on a journey, and he calls three of his slaves, and he gives them property. One, he gives five talents to, one he gives two talents to, and one he gives one talent to. And he does not give them any instructions. He goes away for a long time. Now, just to help you know a little bit more about a talent weighed about 30 pounds. A talent of gold weighed about 30 pounds. And it was worth 6,000 denarii. A single denarius represents a laborer's daily pay. So in today's world, the first slave received $2 million, and the second $800,000, and the third $400,000. Now, like I said, we don't know where the man went or what he was doing, but we do know that right away the slave who was given five talents went off, traded it, and doubled. And the same with the slave who was given two talents. But the third guy buried it in the ground. The master came back and was thrilled with the first two slaves. He entrusts them with many things, and he invites them into his joy. But the third slave approaches the master and points out that he knows that this master is a harsh man who reaps where he doesn't sow, and so he gives him the talent back, and he said, "Here, this is what you gave me, here it is back." And the master becomes so angry, he calls him wicked and lazy, he banishes him, and he yells at him for not growing the talent. He takes it away from him, gives it to the one with the 10 talents. Now, this Lent, you know, we have been looking at some of the parables, the stories that Jesus told. We've explored, we've looked for meaning, we've tried to understand what Jesus meant when he was telling these stories. And if you're like me, sometimes you've forgotten that these were made-up stories. Jesus took situations that the crowd could relate to. He added some shock and awe and a twist, and he taught a lesson. And we, in this day, in hearing the lessons, sometimes forget that it was just a story. We want to look at the parable and say, well, like, what was the matter with the priest? Or how exactly did the son waste his money? Or what did the servants do to double their talents? Or why would God allow the seeds to be destroyed? Or how come the 99 sheep just stayed put when the shepherd left after that one sheep? Or how could the master be so lacking in grace? And we can take any one of those questions and analyze them and pick them apart, or we can acknowledge that this is a story. It's meant to leave you with an impression. In today's parable, we can't help but ask ourselves, why was the master so cruel to the third servant? How come he didn't give him a second chance? Well, I think that if that happened, the parable would probably not be in our memories. It wouldn't have had as much of an impact, right? And frankly, we wouldn't remember it. And so we have to remind ourselves, this is hyperbole. This is a story, and not get caught up in some of that. Each of us has been given gifts from God to use for God's glory. We all have them, gifts, talents, resources. And what we do with them is up to us. When we use them for good, when we multiply them, we are honoring God. Now today, as you saw, as you walked in, is the Confirmation Kingdom Assignment Bazaar. Confirmation is the time in one's life to make a firm commitment, to make their faith firm, and to join the church, to commit themselves to Christ and to the church. Here, confirmation is for kids in ninth grade and up. Throughout their year-long journey, they learn about faith, they learn about United Methodist beliefs, they learn about the doctrine of grace and the Wesleyan quadrilateral and the two sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, and they are given a kingdom assignment. They are each given a $100 bill. They are told that it is God's money, and they are to use their talents and gifts to grow the money for something about which they have passion. They're to make the world better. Today, you'll learn about the way that they have done that as you go around and look at their poster boards and listen to their stories. Why do we give this assignment? To show them that they can make a difference. That's an important part of following Jesus. To show them that they have gifts that God gave them and to use them to make the world better and give them the experience of being all in with something that's important to them, something that they believe in. Jesus tells the parable of the talents just before he and his disciples are leaving to go to Jerusalem. Jesus knows that he will die there, and so he's preparing them. And he tells this story as an invitation. Are you with me or not? Are you all in or not? What is your decision? He knows that following him will not be easy, but he's equipped them, he's taught them, he's planted seeds in them, and he called each one of them because of the gifts that they had. And they will have to decide, will they do the work that Christ has called them to do? Will they use the gifts that they have to honor Christ? Or will they do it halfway or not at all? Soren Kierkegaard tells the story of a town. They had a kind and hardworking fire chief. He was a good man. He loved it when the kids would come to the fire hall and he could show them all the equipment and engage them and teach them all about it. He was well known throughout the community because when he was in the community, he would talk to everyone. He knew everyone's name. People loved and respected him. Well, one day there was a fire, and so he rounded up the brigade, and he rushed to the building, and the flames were pouring out of the windows, but he couldn't get to the fire. There were hundreds of people standing around the building, blocking his way. Each one of them had a squirt gun, and every few minutes they would squirt water and look at each other and smile. The fire chief was incensed. What are you doing here? Why are you using squirt guns, and what are you trying to accomplish? Well, a spokesperson responded, "We have all gathered here to support your efforts, sir. We believe in the good work that you are doing, and we want to support you." He looked at them all, and they all smiled back, and he said, "We are all here to give our small contribution." And then they aimed at the fire and they squirted their squirt guns. "We all could be doing more," the spokesperson said, "couldn't we, folks? But the little each of us can contribute, we gladly give just to show that we are with you." Well, the fire chief was furious. "Get out of here. Fires like this are not for well-meaning people who want to make limited to no contributions. These fires demand people who are ready to risk their lives in putting out the flames." The people were burying their talent in the ground. There was a need. They wanted to help. They wanted to show the fire chief how much he meant to them, but not really. They didn't go all in. Maybe they were afraid of giving more than they were prepared to give, of what it might mean for them after this fire. Would they now be part of the brigade? Would the fire chief ask for more of them? After all, they could have died in that fire. The parable of the talents makes us wrestle with questions like, are you fully in and using what God has given you for God's glory? Or are you afraid and limiting yourself? Are you in following Christ completely, or are you out? If you're in, you recognize the enormity of God's abundance, of God's generosity, and you see what you have been given. All you want to do is to use what God has given in order to glorify God and share your gifts. Do what God calls you to do. build the kingdom. But if you're not in, you limit yourself, your contribution. And in so doing, are you really recognizing that all you have are gifts from God? Is giving back, sharing your gifts, a priority to you? Because if you have a gift and you forget the giver, all you really have is a talent. And you might as well bury it in the ground because you're not using it for the purpose that it was given. The parable of the talents is really the perfect parable for the season of Lent, which is a time of self-reflection and examination, a time to prepare ourselves for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and to consider what that means to us, a time that we recommit ourselves to following Christ and all that that entails. Many of us choose to give something up for Lent, and that's a good practice, but perhaps we might consider doing instead is giving. Giving our time and our talents, giving our gifts and our resources, giving our spirits and our hearts, giving ourselves to God, trusting that God will multiply our efforts and we will grow as we commit ourselves to God and God uses us to build the kingdom. Amen.
You've been listening to the weekly sermon from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.